All right, they come along and sent me out to Apalachicola. That's at advanced gunnery school. And there's where I went. And there, in which I got there, I disliked that place the most of any place I've ever had, because it was nothing but a sand bin. And we didn't have nothing but a little barracks to live in, and our shower was in another place. We had to walk through that sand. If you had shoes, your shoes would get full of sand. So I said I didn't like it, but there was nothing I could do. But I was there for about three weeks, I think. And then I was called into the office with four or five other sergeants. And we're all the same grade, and the lieutenant said that they was wanting a sergeant in England, and wanted to know who wanted to go. And well, everybody wanted to go, all five of us, six of us. And so this one sergeant spoke up. He said, "You just got here." And said, "Now you've got no business going." And the lieutenant says, "Well, you're going to have a fair way of doing it, so I'm going to let you draw straws to find out which one's going." He said, "Well, that's not right, because he just got here. I've been here almost three years. And so the lieutenant says, "Well, we'll draw straws." So they begin to get the straws ready to draw. And so when they drew the straws, I had one to go. And that's when the sergeant says, "I hope by God you break your leg when you walk out that door." And but I went ahead and got the orders there. And they said it was supposed to go to England. But I was shipped to Jackson Barracks in New Orleans. That was my PO. That's where I would be shipped out. So there, I got down there, and then they shipped me. When I got my orders on the ship, I went all the way to New York. For what, we don't know. And so I caught a boat there and got into a convoy of several ships. And that thing was nothing but a cattle boat. It was no cots, no beds. It was just these swing things that you lay in, kind of like a hammock. And and there we shipped out, we began moving. Went out, we stayed at sea for I don't know how long before they docked. I mean, they didn't dock. They just stopped in a big convoy out there. We were scattered out over the ocean there. And we stayed there for several days, not knowing anything of what we were going to do. There we didn't have no water except ocean water, which was salt water. You wash your hair, it was just as stiff as a board when you came out of it. There's no way getting it out of your hair. But we and at that time we were eating food that had been on that ship all that time. And you get to the going down to the mess hall, you could smell the eggs cooking all over everything. It was awful. And you could poor boys, they'd get sick at their stomach going down. You'd see them hanging over the ship and everything else, and which it didn't bother me. I mean, I had a good stomach, I reckon. But anyway, we stayed there, and then we got orders to move. Of course, we were in a storm. We thought we were going under attack one time because we were under blackout, you see. But it was a weather, I reckon. But that was when the ocean would come up over the bow of the ship, and we was sitting there doing this, rocking. And so we pulled out of there shortly after. I don't know how many days we were there. But there we got on the move, still not knowing where we're going. So after we went around Key West and all down in that way, you know, to get around there, down through the canal zone. And they put us off at Howard Field, or another little place, which then we transferred on out to Howard. And there's the natives, a lot of them saw us. I mean, they were standing by the train when we went by. Some of them were half-dressed, some of them, it was just ridiculous. But we still didn't know where we were going. But they finally stopped us and put us off, and we went to Howard Field for processing. So I went to Howard Field, and I was transferred out to Pahuka and Chamay, which was a little bitty villages, grass houses and buildings, most of them in very little wood. And there's where our base was, at which it was a nice little field. There was mountains on the east and the mountains on the north and on the west side of us, and the ocean was on the south. The runways run out to the ocean. Then, of course, we lived in barracks just screened in, and it didn't rain very much there. So I stayed there. I don't know how long. I mean, I was down there at 19 months. But, of course, the war was going on, and what we were doing there, we were training pilots for ill gunnery. And we were to keep the planes in the air. That's all we had to do. That was our job, was to keep the planes on, keep them flying when the pilots got ready to go. And we sent out some of the best pilots in that out of that area, they say, was the best pilots in the war, because there was mountains and the flying conditions. I know I done a little flying there with some of the officers, and you'd be flying along, and all at once you dip, you hit an air pocket. You see, there's nothing there, but it didn't bother pilots because they knew what they were doing. But there was one stretch of men of losing pilots on Monday morning. And that was caused by men going in the air, not capable of going up because they weren't physically in shape. Their weekends, they'd sit around and drink or something other, you know, maybe a little too much. And it would be a habit. We'd set up men on the planes up on Monday, and a little while they'd call back, so-and-so went down. We lost three in one day. And we lost one for 3 weeks, every week, 3 weeks, because of them doing what they done. And, of course, they got that worked out, and then they finally had to wind up taking a physical before they could go